We are back. The Gunsmith Show, US 103.1, your home for Ultimate Classic Rock, 8 to 9, pretty much every week.
Every Saturday.
Saturday the
14th. Not every day, but every Saturday.
Yeah, every Saturday.
Every Saturday.
Every Saturday, every week.
Every week.
Every Saturday,
once a
every week.
On Saturday.
Once a week from 8 to 9.
There you go.
Here we are.
We got that somewhat straight.
I think we beat it to death.
I think so.
Time to move on. We're going to talk about some more constitutional carry. This legislation proposed, they've taken it up in the House. Has it passed the House yet, do you know?
The House is has put it out
and it's, on the agenda,
and it changes every day. It's very volatile. Yeah. I mean, it seems like I get so much information from all these different reps because they all follow. I follow them, and they follow me, and we go back and forth stuff all the time.
We'll go into some more on that. But first, this segment of the show brought to you by Tri-County Roofing.
Yeah, that's right.
Fantastic folks.
Tri-County is our roofing experts that sponsor the show from for years now, and so glad they are sponsors, and they help us out tremendously with our organization, Tommy's Heart, and everything. So every time we have a need, they're there for us. So the more roofs you get done, the more lives we save. How's that?
There you go.
It equates. You know, it equals out. Here on Pi Day, 314, we're very, very happy to have our good friend Tim and his whole crew be a part of this organization, which is the Gunsmith Show. And
they're the kind of people that, When somebody asks me, do you know somebody who does roofs? And I'm like, yes,
yeah,
I do.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
You know, and that's the kind of people that they are. That's the kind of company that it is.
Yep.
You get them, and that's who does your roof.
Yep.
You tell your friends.
Tri-County Roofing.
Yeah.
And they've been around since 1971. They do an excellent job. They stand behind their work. They'll stand behind your work, and you'll have a better house for it or a better business for it. So you can reach them at 810-732-7740 and tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show. They'll be glad to hear that. And thank them for all they do to help Tommy's Heart, too.
Yeah, they do
truly
tons,
help
yeah.
us save lives.
Didn't they just sponsor your golf outing
coming
up?
Yeah, June 6th golf outing coming up out at Briar Ridge. They just were the highest level of sponsorship you can do for it. They're the prime sponsor. I can't remember. There's a name for it. It's like diamond sponsor, I think is what it is.
Oh, yeah.
And lots of great folks stepping up.
Usually
to help.
It's diamond or platinum, something
platinum's
like that.
Platinum's like fourth on the list. It really went by value, you know. And
oh, geez.
And with the price of gold, I thought gold would be way up there, but diamond was above it still.
Yeah.
So
if it was on the moon, it'd probably be water.
Could be.
Yeah.
And I've been in situations
depends
where
on
water
where
would be the most
on the desert
thing I could use.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
he's the water sponsor.
Yeah.
He was on the moon.
Well,
we did
get a donut sponsor. Binky's is our official donut sponsor
nice.
This year. So
that's important, too.
Yep. So lots of good things happen. Even Local 7, Sheet Metal Workers Union, stepped up and was a gold sponsor this year.
Nice.
So just good folks. They know what we're doing. We're saving lives.
Do great things.
Today we're at Cass City. We're in Cass City at Hills and Dales Hospital doing heart screenings there today. Our whole crew's out there, and we'll be saving lives today. So wish us luck, and I got to get on my chopper and fly out there in a little bit. Not a motorcycle chopper.
Oh, yeah, no.
The helicopter.
Oh, I knew what you meant. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I did not see you getting on a hog.
No,
yeah.
No, huh? Yeah. No. Maybe a Honda.
Is he using one of those half helmets with a little spike up the top, you know, a German helmet kind of thing?
Well, I got the one that looks like a Sparta helmet, you know.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Those are cool.
Cool. Yeah, I like that one. It's got the metal on the cheeks to cover my mutton chops.
Anyway, this is the Gunsmith Show. Brought to you by Tri-County Roofing this segment.
It is. And like I said, you can always link to them right from our website. TheGSS.com.
That's it.
And I wanted to say that we have several emails this week asking for like a firsthand reference to, you know, John, can you introduce me? And all through the show, can you introduce me? You know, what number do I call to really get the guy? You know, when you're calling Jeremy at Reliable or Tim at Tri-County Roofing.
He gives the number.
Oh, yeah. And I just, you know, it's like, no problem. You know, it's on the website, but I'll text it back to you right now. But through the show. So you guys listen. We do plant the seed. That's why we tell you about these good companies that sponsor the show. And we appreciate them. And I know you will, too. So now, you know, this is all what we're talking about today is all the feed that comes right from MCRGO. I strongly urge you spend the $20-$25 bucks a year to join MCRGO. You'll get the emails. You'll get the info coming straight to you. And and we're talking about these
MCRGO, Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners.
Yep, it's MCRGO.org. So okay. It's very simple to get to. Now, the proposed constitutional carry, they say, and these are their bullet points, law-abiding citizens benefit most from permitless carry. The laws apply to the people who legally are allowed to have guns and possess firearms. Now, criminals who carry guns illegally, they do it illegally already.
Right.
Okay, they don't have a permit. They just do it. They ignore the license requirements. So,
oh, I'd have to get a permit. Never mind.
Yeah, never mind.
They don't do that.
We'll just knock off that party store anyway.
Yes.
You know, so now another bullet point, self-defense should not require prior government approval. You know, you got to call I got to call the mayor and see if I can, you know, shoot these people that are ripping into my bedroom through my bedroom door right now. No, that's not the way it works. Many people still seek professional instructions for safety when you're doing all this stuff. When in other words, if you realize that there are legal obligations, and you will realize that, especially when you get your USCCA or your Texas Law Shield, you'll realize that they're going to throw these little warnings and hints at you that you got to be careful.
Those are insurance companies for
those
who do carry.
Those are insurance companies that you can get insurance for such things. Now, to this, average Joe out there and a homeowner, call your insurance company Monday morning and say, hey, am I covered if I use a gun in self-defense in my house? They will almost laugh at you. That's not what we're here for. No, there's absolutely zero coverage. You have to get the extended coverage from these other companies. So now you should not have to get permission before carrying a tool to build a deck. Okay. You can go build your deck in your own yard. You might have to pull a permit, but you don't have to get permission to use that tool. Same thing with defending themselves. You shouldn't have to have a prior government approval to have that. So with these training organizations, they're going to remain essential. MCRGO is a training organization. It teaches the instructors that teach you, and it will teach you too, because you learn from them every doggone time I get an email. So even without a legal mandate, people will still seek professional instruction because they want to have proper safety, they want to have the right skills, and they want to have the confidence. And permitless carry increases the interest in voluntary training. And how do they know this? Because it's been proven all over the country. The training courses go up when you have permitless carry. Now, other states show models that work. Dozens of states, including, listen to this, Indiana and Ohio, right neighboring states to Michigan, have adopted permitless carry already, and they're maintaining a robust firearms training communities and strong cultures of responsible gun ownership. So you wouldn't think that right at our bottom door, and here's Michigan, we're the winter water wonderland, and it's always been a mecca for sportsmen and doing things, that we would have tougher rules than those two states, but we do. And MCRGO, I've been playing this by ear a little bit, because I've been for permitless carry for a long time. And there's those that say, really, I didn't think you would be. And I said, well, you know, I don't stand on my soapbox and talk about it much. But now that MCRGO has gotten on the fight and standing on their soapbox and saying what's going on, I feel the need to be a part of it. I feel like I need to be that voice as well. So concealed pistol licenses will still exist, because as an option, licensing allows citizens to obtain reciprocity in other states. See, if you have that documentation, we're good in so many other states.
Gotcha.
Now, and for interstate travel, which is important to me, because if I'm, you know, running to Texas or running to Louisiana,
so you're saying they would carry. You'd continue to have that option. It just wouldn't be mandatory. Is that what
you're
saying?
Right. It would still be an
option. Is that part of the legislation? Would they continue to do that?
They'll still continue to offer concealed pistol licenses. That way you're good in other states. Because right now, you can leave Michigan, drive all the way to Florida, do your vacation, come back, and you never have to take off your concealed weapon.
Okay.
Okay? Unless you're in your Speedo, you might not want to You might not be able to conceal it.
It just wouldn't be, concealed very well.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, so it's a smart system. I think it'll work. And if we open it up to constitutional carry, and then you still can have a CPL, because what it also does is it allows us to go to the store and buy a gun without having to go through a purchase permit process, because that CPL is your purchase permit, basically. Still have to do some gun shops will still do a background check, and that's okay. So, but it truly facilitates pistol transfers and gun transfers when you're buying guns. So it works out really good. Now, enforcement on criminals of laws and rules, but not paperwork violations, meaning my CPL expired and you get in trouble and you lose your CPL because you let it expire. Because they send you a warning like 6 months before it's due. And you know how things are. You lose the mail, or the mail, we just, here it is, what, the middle of March? We just got 1099s the other day in the mail. They were dated 7 weeks ago when they got mailed. It took 7 weeks for it to get to us.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I have been talking about this year anyway, about problems with the mail. We just don't get our mm-hmm. mail like we used to. So, and that's how the counties get a hold of us, is they get a hold of us through mail. They send us letters saying, hey, you're due. And you got to look at those things. You got to look at them and know the dates and know when they're due. So there's things that they don't want you being busted for something if you're a CPL holder. Because of a little glitch in your paperwork. You didn't do something right. So removing license requirements reduces the risk of otherwise law-abiding citizens facing penalties simply for administrative mistakes. So there's really good bullet points on this. How much time do we have?
We're going to wrap it up.
Okay, all right. I can get carried away with this, and I could talk the whole time and not shut up, so... There's a caffeination.
Never would have noticed if you hadn't drawn attention to it. It'd be like,
really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We're going to take a break. We'll come on back. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. You're home for Ultimate Classic Rock. I got to tell you, in Seize the Deal right now.
Yeah, what's going on?
Guess who we have back? Hitch and Post.
Oh, no kidding.
Hitch and Post. Wow, $25 tickets, $14.50 a piece. Wow, they last.
How much are they? $25 for $14.50?
$25 for $14.50.
Wow, that'd be $14.50 for a $25 certificate.
Yeah, that's payable in U.S. currency, $14.50. Wow, awesome. But you got to get there. They'll go fast.
I bet.
If they're not
going
already.
Everything goes fast.
Go and check them out.
Seize the Deal specials.
I know.
Your sizzlers and your specials.
We sizzle at Seize the Deal. We do here in the Gunsmith Show as well. We'll bring you more of that right after this.